meeting for July 9th, 2025 to order at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Thiemann, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held June 25th, 2025. Approve all claims through July 9th, 2025 in the amount of $1,130,902.75. Claim number 2507075. To Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $43.20. And claim number 2507-0079 to RL Thiemann Construction, Inc. in the amount of $56,807.21 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve designating MIPS as the printing service for the joint public hearing postcards. Approve specs and call for bids on courthouse lighting projects. Project bids to be opened on August 6th, 2025 at 9:15 a.m. Proof specs and call for bids on Courthouse East Ramp projects. Bids to be opened August 6th, 2025 at 9:20 a.m. Approved District Court Summary Fee Report and Register of Deeds Fee Report for the month of June 2025. Approved declaring 2003 Dodge Durango 4x4 1D8HS4N53F517897, 2011 Dodge Nitro 4x4 1D4PU4GXXBW60786, 2014 Dodge Charger 2C3CDXAT1EH344849, 2000 Chevrolet Suburban 3GNGK26U0YG183316 and Husqvarna snowblower as surplus and selling them on Purple Wave. Approve utility permit number 1331 to Northern Natural Gas. Northern will be occupying Gage County right away and has requested to close Gage Road between 120th to 134th. For 2 weeks for maintenance on a section of pipeline located north of Section 5, Township 6, North Range 8 East, Adams Township. Approve utility permit number 1332 to UNL Conservation and Survey Division. UNL CSD will be occupying Gage County right away for boring exploration at 8 different locations in Gage County. UNL wants to establish bedrock depth at these locations by boring a 4.5-inch diameter hole with depths between 100 and 300 feet deep. Sites 1 through 3 are not in Gage County. Site 4, approximately 100 feet north of northwest intersection of South 38th and Ash Road, E7, Nemaha. Site 5, approximately 100 feet south of southwest intersection of 38th and Buckeye Road, East 6, Hanover Township. Site 6, approximately 1,700 feet north of northwest intersection of 38th and Cherry Road, East 7, Hanover. Site 7, approximately 200 feet north of northwest intersection of South 38th and Pickerel Road, East 19, Hanover. Site 8, approximately 750 feet west of northwest intersection of South 12th and Cherry Road, North 14, Holt Township. Site 9, approximately at the northwest intersection of southwest 42nd and Cherry Road, East 7, Holt Township. Site 10, approximately 200 feet north of northwest intersection of southwest 72nd and Cherry Road, East 11, Grant Township. Site 11, approximately 150 feet south of southeast intersection of southwest 100th and Cherry Road, East 16, Grant Township. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless there are any items that you would like to pull off and discuss individually.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Adams, second by Dorn. Any discussion on these? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2507075 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $43.20.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Lytle. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor with Juergens abstaining. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 2507079 to RL Team and Construction, Inc. in the amount of $56,807.21. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through July 9th, 2025 to $1,187,753.16. This is a company I'm involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for any items not on the agenda at this time. Welcome to the public. Appreciate you all being here. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning. Now that the specifications have been approved by the board for the lighting in the courthouse, this would be for changing out all the 2x4 fluorescent lights and all the can lights. So I have had a lot of interest in people wanting to bid this, so we'll get that out to them. And the East Handicap Ramp, the existing one is 24 years old now, and it was not circulating water for the ice melt, and the concrete is getting in bad shape. So that will be, we will bid out for concrete and hydronic tubing for snow melt. And I did line up Masonry Construction is going to come in, and they will take out the center column and replace it, put a lintel up there, and then we'll have a 40.5-inch sliding door. We've always had issues with the doors that we have now catching the wind, and so it looks like the sliding door would be a good solution for that. So I have that lined up also. Masonry Construction used a structural engineer, Ken Lathram, so he's going to follow the specifications. So we do have a drawing of how we want that all installed. We do have some sad looking trees in our yard. We got this pin oak tree right out here. We have been treating them for iron deficiency, and they just still look rough. So I'm going to get a bid to take this one out, just mainly because the two other oak trees are starting to get big enough to where they're getting crowded out by that one. I'd also like to take out two trees along the east by the parking on 7th Street, and then there's a Bradford pear over here that's aging out also. So I'd like to remove those and get a good plan for some new trees put in this fall to get them started. And last thing is boiler inspection is due for an internal boiler. I did take it down and cleaned out the fire tubes, and everything looks to be in good shape. So we'll get that inspected. Hopefully that'll give us another 5 years. That's just inspected once every 5 years internally. So, but as from what I can see, it looks like it's in good shape. So, and applied connective, supposedly, last we heard, middle of July. So, and
that's
I told
July 9th.
Yes. So, getting close. I know they were waiting for their some of their equipment yet. They said they would have that all programmed and ready to go when they come down here to install it. It should be ready to go. So,
well, Volkscapes is just over a year behind too.
See, that makes me seem fast, doesn't it? All right.
Anything else for building and grounds, winter lights? Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Equalization will, we will reconvene our meeting for equalization at 1 o'clock to hear property protests that are scheduled for today. Last I heard, we had somewhere around potentially 90. I don't know how many we'll actually see this afternoon. So I welcome you all back again at 1 o'clock, other than Ms. Haxby. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items.
Advanced Correctional Healthcare, Jail On-Site Medical Services, $11,012.96. Applied Connective Technologies, IT Services, $13,328.19. James River Chrysler Dodge, two sheriff vehicles, $85,000. Jones Automotive, sheriff vehicle supplies and repairs, $37,248.36. MIPS Incorporated, data processing, $28,867.85. Peru, inmate excess something. Medical claims, whatever. $12,647.25. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $61,602. RLT Construction, Township Gravel and Hauling, $56,807.21. Volkscapes Incorporated, Culvert Project, Pay Certificate Number 4. $346,450.19. Visitor Improvement Fund, the Nebraska Cattlemen's Ball Visitor Improvement Grant, $17,500.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. If there's anything for budget discussion, we have a line item at the end of the meeting. Human Resources, Employee Relations. We will be talking to the FOP in mediation, trying to resolve this between FOP and the county. Law Enforcement Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle.
You got anything additional?
Yeah.
Good morning. What I'm passing out is the phase one study for the small modular reactors, what led to the site selections of those 16 communities. That was available online. I don't know if you've been able to see that or not. Today there is a meeting at the library from 4 to 6. So I have not looked at, you know, the study other than points here and there and why the selection. Beatrice, Gage County being number one. So more information to follow, but I wanted you to have this in your hands. The second thing that I did want to bring up, too, is we have had some conversation about the Lower Big Blue and the Big Blue Hazardous Mitigation Fund because it's a five-year plan. And so BRIC funding, since the county, obviously you guys know how BRIC funding was affected, We got word that we're able to tack on to NEMA's 2023 BRIC funding. So we have to cut a couple things, but this is a nine-county plan, and all of our communities and villages are part of that plan. So when they go to apply for FEMA funding or any disaster funding, it always refers back to, were you participating in this hazardous mitigation plan? So good news is, there was some 2023 BRIC funding available. We're going to coordinate through NEMA around $194,000 for that nine-county area, and then we have to do some in-kind matches, which is easy to do just because we can count our service hours towards that in-kind. So that's good news for us as we move forward. So I don't have anything else. I know on the agenda we have the contract for First Wireless coming up, and I'll just wait if you have any other questions.
On the nuclear selection or the preliminary nuclear selection, did you say Monday that there's other villages that they've looked at in Gage County?
No, huh?
Okay, I couldn't remember if I heard that or if I just thought that.
Not to my knowledge.
Beatrice area.
Yeah, so Beatrice Gage County area. Nothing's been disclosed, but obviously we have, you know, Nebraska Public Power, you know, over by Hoyg, which is, you know, would be an easier converter area for that, and there's real estate there, but nothing's been disclosed to me. But thanks.
This was advocated. Ouch. This was advocated a lot by the city. Is this something that they're going to site within city limits? Then
I would assume that'd be impossible.
Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe we'll learn more today.
Do you have any idea what type of footprint something like this takes?
About 35 acres. Like for 950 milliwatts, megawatts, it takes about 35 to 36 acres. So the footprint is a lot smaller than like a Cooper, is, a quarter of an acre. So
yeah, I mean, if they could put it right by town, I'm sure they would annex it. It'd be a public power, so it wouldn't pay any taxes. But
yeah, again, I do not know that. Water is its greatest asset, in terms of water is needed to operate. So we're in the lower Big Blue NRD district, so they also, for new wells and high-capacity wells have a moratorium on right now. So they do, have a lot of regulations that have to be met as well. So, but
I'm sure somehow they'd try to annex it if they can.
Russ, you got anything?
No.
Okay.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens. Road and Bridge, Ms. Haxby.
There isn't much. Just something to note was that that utility permit with the university is going to be a study. They're looking for bedrock, if I'm correct. So that's going to happen in a few different sites across the county. Within our right-of-ways, and later on the agenda, we're discussing the construction delay with Folkscapes.
Thank you. Up next, approve or disapprove visitor improvement grant funds request from the Carnegie Center, Inc. for wood floor replacement in the amount of $7,764. No sense. Is there anyone from the Carnegie Center, Inc. to talk on that? I didn't know there was a Carnegie Center, Inc. I apologize. I thought that was just a city building.
There is. It's a 501c3. Think about it as the Friends of the Carnegie, and its purpose is... Oh, thank you. Its purpose is basically to fill the gap between what the city is able to do and what it takes to deal with a historic National Register building. I think you guys will recognize that very much. At the time that the school moved from that building, this group was formed, and it has raised over $200,000 since that time, and filled in gaps, especially once the renovation was done. There were many choices that had to be made. Again, I think all of you relate to low bid, most economical, but in order to actually fully restore that building, there were things that needed to be done, and there's also special maintenance. For example, marble floors. That building actually has 10-inch squares of Carrara marble, and it's unusual in the state of Nebraska. And whenever they have something like that done, they have to bring a work crew in from Story City, Iowa, to work on those. So it does take extra money, and that's what this group is about. In this particular case, I think some of you are aware of the disastrous water condition that they had with the South Room, and that, in coordination, they knew that the Carnegie Group was already interested in replacing wood floors on the east side. There were actual pine floors underneath all the carpeting and everything else that had been done. But what we now realize, after seeing that south floor, that those floors, they had been sanded, resanded. They could no longer be saved. And they went ahead and did what they needed to in the south room and contacted the Carnegie Group to say, as long as we're ordering this wood, you want to be involved as part of this project, which was actually in the next project in line. And so they ordered it. It came from Canada, managed to avoid tariffs and the tariff ifs of tariffs. And that wood is, it's in storage waiting for whatever happens with this project. But the group was excited just for the sake of transparency. I serve on that board, and so I am familiar with this project, but I'm actually here on behalf of Gage County Visitors Committee. I also serve as the chair of that group, so I'll be glad to answer questions either way. We also have the president of the group, which is Cheryl Wirth, and Mark.
I'm sorry, would you give your name and record?
That's all right. I was ready to tell it, and then we just jumped right in. Laureen Riedesel, would you like me to spell any part of that? Okay. I live at 721 Grant. This is my recommendation. I'm Dave Jones' next-door neighbor. Just so you know, I really, really do, really am here. And as I said, you know the titles that I'm involved with. Margaret Haith had asked when we did this if she could come and say some words about it. So, member of the public, I did not want to deny her. So, Margaret is here with us today as well. Would you like to hear what she has to say?
Absolutely,
right now?
Margaret,
all right.
Would you give your
absolutely.
Name?
Margaret,
they
love scoot out of the way.
Margaret, would you give your name for the
record? Oh, they love to hear you.
Margaret Haith, 104 West Granville, here in Beatrice. And no, I'm not on any board. I'm a big supporter of this Carnegie building, mostly because I grew up here, and I hate seeing all these old historic buildings just being torn down. And I loved it that they tried to save this building. But what I wanted to point out to everyone, this is the official visitor's guide, Beatrice, Gage County. And when you open it up, one of the first pages, Gage County Tourism, and it has a picture of the Carnegie Building. When you go to the next page, noteworthy attractions. The top one, the Carnegie Building, 1903, Carnegie Building. Come see the oldest and arguably the most elaborate Carnegie building in the state of Nebraska. And then it gives when it's open and then features rotating art displays. So it is. This is a special Carnegie building. And I know whenever we have visitors from out of city, out of state, we always take them to this Carnegie building. It's really a special building. And I'm just a big supporter of it and would love to see that you would agree to contributing the $7,000 to help them get that ugly carpet out of that building and kind of get it restored back to what it originally looked like. And then I know there's also could be the argument, okay, it's in the city of Beatrice, but I also wrote down, because you know I come to all these meetings, $20,000 was contributed to the pocket park where the shuffleboard court is over on Court Street that's in the city. And quite frankly, I've talked to business owners that are close by and say they hardly see anybody using that thing. Another $20,000 was given to Astro Park. Again, that's a city park. So I'm just asking for $7,000 to please help so that they can get this carpet replaced in this.
And Margaret, contrary to popular belief, Beatrice is still part of Gage County, so that's okay to be in Beatrice. That's a good thing.
I agree. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Margaret.
Yes.
Thanks, Margaret. Questions for, I guess, in either of her roles as a Carnegie
right.
or a visitor improvement chair for Lorraine?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn to approve $7,764 from Visitor Improvement Grant to the Carnegie Center, Inc. for wood floors. Please vote. 7 in favor. 7 in favor. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Before I leave, I know you have two other items, and I would just mention that we spared Harriet von Engen one more bending and one more trip to Beatrice. She represented, even though by law we do not have to have the Visitors Committee members come from all over the county, we always attempt to do that. And she had replaced Myron Dorn, so it gives you some idea of the shoes she had to fill, and she was a wonderful board member. And again, if you see that following it, Jeanette Dorn is a potential replacement for her. Jeanette would have been here today, but she was taking a grandson to a promised Bright Lights feature in Lincoln, that wonderful program, educational program they have there in the summer. So she did promise, though, if all goes well today, she will be at our meeting next week. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Maureen. Up next, recognize Harriet Van Engen for her service on the Tourism Advisory Committee for over 12 years and she is resigning effective June 30th. So with that, we will move on to approve or disapprove appointing Jeanette Dorn to replace Harriet Vendingen on the Tourism Advisory Committee. Her term would be effective July 1st, 2025.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Lytle. Any discussion on this? If not, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove recommendation for 4 special designated liquor licenses for the Gage County Ag Society, 1 for Gage County Fairgrounds, Beer Garden on the Midway for the Gage County Fair, July 23rd through the 26th, 2025, 1 for the Bull Riding Rodeo at the Horse Arena, July 23rd, 2025, and 1 for the track area for the concert in the grandstand on July 25th, 2025. The 4th is for an alternate location of the lower Old Horse Arena in case of inclement weather for either the bull riding on July 23rd or the concert on July 25th. We have letters from the county, from the county sheriff, that he is aware of these. And he doesn't oppose any of these special designated license issuances.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn, to approve said 4 special designated liquor licenses. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution for certificate of completion on the statewide upgrading of existing stop sign locations on rural roads.
Don's here. He made the trip in. If you wanted to say something about the liquor license, I'm assuming.
Don, do you want to talk to us about the fair?
Sure. Don Esau, president of the Gage County Ag Society. The fair is coming up. The theme for this year's fair is you got to love the Gage County Fair. So, did you hand some of those out, please? Okay. So, there'll be some pamphlets come around. We appreciate your support. Continue. We would be happy for that. As you know, the fairgrounds is probably one of the best in the state. But it has been there for 60 years, and there's a lot of things that need to be updated, roads and buildings and so forth. But we do appreciate your support, and be sure you all come to the fair and enjoy the activities.
How long have you been doing this, Don?
How long what?
How long have you been doing this?
A long time.
I know.
But, you know, it's, and there's a number of people that have been on the board for a long time, and it, you know, it's a passion, just like you know, other things, and so
touch on some visions.
It's you know, it's enjoyable, and it's a good group to work with. We have fun, and we think we work hard. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you. Yeah, we do appreciate the work the fair board puts in, not just at fair time when people see them, but the year-round work that goes along with it. Emily, do you want to touch on any of that or right now? Or?
Yeah, I worked with Don and a couple of the members. So they worked with us with a grant. There's a group of interested, involved individuals that got together to kind of come up with an idea to work on the fairgrounds just a little bit and kind of make it more of a multi-purpose facility. That grant application is in, and usually we hear around Christmas, so hopefully we get a good Christmas notification. But keeping our fingers crossed, it kind of make a combine some of those buildings out there and make it into more of a year-round event center, so to say.
Thank you. Mr. Kunke, do you have anything on the next item? Approved resolution for certificate of completion for the statewide upgrading of existing stop signs.
Resolution number 25-02.
This was a grant that was given to, or not given, broadcasted, not broadcasted, but available to all counties in Nebraska. Several counties took advantage of it. We were one of the counties that took advantage of it. We were able to replace roughly 400 stop signs throughout the county that led up to a paved road and stop ahead signs with the safety reflective strip on them. So we took advantage of that. We got all the stop signs in, inventory, put them all in. My guys have really enjoyed the new reflective yellow on the stop aheads and asked where we could purchase that. It was a different shade, very vivid in color, so it was a nice grant to be awarded.
All right, thank you, sir. I'd ask for a motion to approve Certificate of Completion Resolution number 25-02.
Motion to approve.
Second.
By Juergen, second by Dorn. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove radio maintenance contract for emergency management between First Wireless, Inc. and Gage County, effective July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2026. I believe, if I remember correctly, there was a $35 difference in cost in those contracts. Otherwise, everything remained relatively the same. Is that correct, Council?
That would be correct. I just know there's one, and it's probably not a huge thing, but under the contract provisions on the back of the contract, it basically says we have a right to terminate on 30-day notice, but then right above that, the sentence before it says, can terminate the renewal agreement at any time after receiving renewal notice. So that puts – basically it's inconsistent. I just bring it to your attention. I'd like to talk to them and just say get rid of one of them. So,
one or the other?
Yeah. I mean, it's a one-year renewal contract, which – as the board knows, we see more and more of. So I wanted to let you know I read it.
You have no issue with us approving it, though?
Yes, I have no issue with that.
I would ask for a motion to approve this contract.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion on this long-term agreement, long-term maintenance agreement? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. I'll pass this down. Please sign. Each of you sign both copies. There will be two. Up next, discuss and approve or disapprove changing Oakscape's liquidated damages to charge them for all liquidated damages, including for striping, seeding, and grading, to hit final completion. The discussion on this is they were awarded multiple increases in time. Initial contract completion date was November 1st, 2024. That was moved to May and then to June 1st. We've had issues with progress on that contract. The discussion Monday was instead of giving them a pass on final grading, seeding, and striping, to charge liquidated damages right through the end until it's actually complete. There was renewed work after Mr. Kunke had talked to them. That unfortunately has paused again. We're within a three-week time period of completion, and it doesn't appear that much is moving again. So that was the discussion. I guess I'll turn it over to the board for additional discussion today.
I make a motion to approve of charging Votescape liquidated damages on final completions of seating striping until it is 100% complete.
Second.
We have a motion by Adam, second by Claybaugh.
I know we've been really nice with this up to this point with allowing them that leeway, because it would be silly to, you know, stripe one and then go back and stripe another. And we've been very
patient,
thank you. We've been very patient through this whole process and worked with them for a long time, but it's getting to the point where it's beyond ridiculous on the amount of time it's taken, and I do agree with this. Maybe this is the swift kick that's needed to get the work done.
I will say Mr. Vogt came in and talked to us and said they had every intention of receiving liquidated damages after June 1st. He came in with Keith, is it Ottersberg? I can't remember. He had his, Keith.
Sunderberg.
Sunderman. His superintendent, they came in. That's still.
When was that?
That would have been in April.
Oh,
April?
Yeah. I thought recently or something.
It's been a while.
But they said, yeah, that's. Because at that time they were requesting an additional month. It's been rough. Anything from this side of the table? We have a motion and a second. If not, I would ask you to vote, which you already are.
Sorry.
Seven in favor. With that, Mr. Conkey, would you please inform them that that will be, I guess inform them through Mr. Minnelli's office, that that will be carried out through 100% completion?
We did have a conference call on Monday afternoon, and that was one of the conversations that we had, that we were frustrated with the progress of this job, that you guys were possibly looking into charging the liquidated damages to the completion of the job. So, yes. And Middley Wagner was on that conference call as well.
And that's not something we take lightly. We do everything we can not to charge liquidated damages to be a good place to work, but unfortunately this has kind of drug.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Approve or disapprove sending a letter to our representatives about the BEAD funding. Ms. Haxby.
So what happened with the BEAD funding, as you guys know, it started with the challenge of the state, and I've worked with Oliver. We challenged 94,000 locations across the state of Nebraska. We were able to increase the state's allocation of BEAD funding, which was great. Then we had to go through the challenge process a second time for the state maps for the allocation of the funding, which was another battle in and of itself, because a lot of the ones came back and resubmitted those same over-reporting. We got those off. Now what happened was that at the federal level, they've decided to allow unlicensed fixed wireless as a reliable broadband service, which it's not. But what it does is takes away about 52% of our locations in Gage County that would be eligible for funding. It's bad across the entire state. On average, across the state, we're losing about 50% of the locations. Some counties are obviously a bunch higher. I know one is, I think, 89%, and we're, like I said, 52% of those locations. What we're trying to do is we've been talking to all the different counties. We're trying to get letters to send our representatives explaining why this is not a good thing. This hurts the allocation. It hurts our distribution of funds throughout our county, and not only our county, but our state. Also, wanting to make sure that we're putting a precedence on fiber. Now that I know that there are places where satellite or licensed fixed wireless are a good thing. They're necessary. There's no other alternative. But when you put so many people on that network, you're throttling those speeds for those that have no other option. Also, those towers for a licensed fixed wireless, they run on fiber. So if we can push the fiber out as far as possible, it'll be easier to connect those towers in those other areas as well. So that's what these letters are for, is to address those issues.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Haxby, to send letters to each of our representatives about the BEAD funding. Ms. Haxby, is there any downfall to that? I mean, will we see a potential decrease in people that could be covered by a higher speed internet? And my thoughts would be in Southern Gage County or places where, you know, the fixed wireless or the satellite may be easier.
Yeah, and that's still an option, but it's pushing that fiber first. If we're cutting our locations by 52% and going with a lesser internet service, then the funding that we all fought really hard for won't even be utilized because we're going with the one, like, more the cheaper option that isn't necessarily as reliable. And then the other part is that we're losing those locations. So they don't have to go to as many of those locations. I did share a map on my page on the effect that it had for Gage County. So you guys want to see all the red dots are what was lost in that change of definition for reliable service.
Any other discussion on this letter? If not, we have a motion in favor of sending one. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Next up is approve or disapprove an RFP for a grant writer. We don't have an actual RFP put together. We have a couple RFPs to work off of. I would ask that we bring this back in a couple weeks so that we have dates and times that we will actually consider those. Skipping ahead, discuss and approve or disapprove an agreement between Gage County and Davis Design, Inc. for detention center design. I'll hand that to Mr. Lytle.
We're not ready for that for a couple weeks.
We've got a, I was working through it. I've got some notes on mine. I was trying to work with Roger, but as Roger's busy, I've been busy, it's hard to get through. But we will try to have that in 2 weeks.
So then, moving forward, we have an item that'll continue to float on here. Discussion on fiscal year 25-26 county budget. As we continue to work through the budget, currently just some highlights of change. The assessor's office, we've got somewhere around $220,000 additional funds this year that would be going towards reassessment in Beatrice. Last year for rural Gage, there's around $150,000 added in. That would be taken out. $300,000 to $400,000 now for the 180 on one, and so we'll be at 300 some thousand. We'll have that actual number, but that would be for reassessment of Beatrice residential and commercial. That was not addressed this year, as people were upset about valuations. We hired outside people to try to get the county equalized. Now they're continuing this year, moving south on rural Gage. That'll be complete. And then the anticipation is next year they would start Beatrice residential and commercial. They also did not think they'd make it through that next year. That would continue into the following year. Sheriff's budget, there have been several utility items that he's brought up that he requires. And we've told him, you know, if you have items that you need, we want you to be safe and productive and have the tools you need. So we'll continue working forward with those. Some of those items are weapons upgrades, body camera upgrades, possibly car video recorder upgrades, costs of doing business. Talking to Mark, we're on track for our 5 to 7 year armor coats. We will be looking at 20 to 30 miles of armor coat again this year. Last year we didn't have any. 2 years ago we didn't have any, but we were caught up, so we'll continue armor coating.
We anticipated armor coating on the Rockford Blacktop before the cores came in. The cores, talking with the engineer, we had to do that mill overlay on there, so we robbed Peter from the armor coating to pay for the asphalt overlay. So
we're still hopeful as well that we'll have things in place to where
we
can.
Did have some guardrail that broke down on the Lanham Blacktop that we're probably going to have to adjust a budget on a little bit, but
or just pull out of something else in the budget.
I ran pretty tight last year, and it's going to be, yes, I did better than the previous years, way previous years.
Tight as far as spending all of it, yes.
I was under budget.
You were under budget. We don't have any significant equipment upgrades this year either. We will be needing to look at motor graders. We have one in the budget this year. There's still a 140H out there. I think that one...
There's no plan to get rid of it.
That one is probably one of the better blades, but it is aging out over time. Trying to think of any other budget items. Christ Lutheran, Odell Blacktop, although those would be grant funding, and we're hoping to find how we actually manage those finances. We would pay for those and then be reimbursed. That will show us transfers in our budget. Trying to think of anything else significant that we would see. Are there any questions on the budget or items that you would like to add, subtract, work with?
I know Strictly Roads, I talked to Mark this morning that I call it the dump road, has really, really deteriorated bad. And I know Mark said he's got it in his plans to section it out and concrete it, but in talking with him over yesterday, I think we should do some cold patching on it because chunks of concrete in those sections are coming out. So I think he's going to take a look at that again. Maybe we can do some minor repair with our own forces and get it stabilized a little better than what it is. So.
There's 13 or 18 panels you want to replace on that, isn't there?
Somewhere around there.
I would still like to explore giving that back to the state. That was one the county inherited, and that is not a county road. It's a state road. I mean, it's hard to argue that it's a county road. But
I doubt if you're wasting your breath because at the time, the state was going to take on no more highways when they built the junction on Highway 8 down to Hanover, 3-mile stretch.
Is that also in your area?
Yeah. But that was the discussion at that time, if I remember right.
It may not be worth it, but we try to give roads back to Beatrice, too. That one's going to take some maintenance. It's a very highly traveled road.
And heavy traffic.
Any other budget questions? If you come up with anything, please let us know. Talk to Ms. Hill or myself. If there's nothing else, we do have mediation, which will be scheduled, but has not been. We don't have a date or time on it. For FOP, county will be trying to mediate back and forth with the Federation of Police to come to an agreement on wages. Currently, the FOP has taken or filed at CIR with the county. So I guess time will tell how that works. I guess we should go in with an optimistic view, and perhaps we'll come out and we'll all be better off. As of now, we will be reconvening equalization at 1 o'clock. So... other than Ms. Haxby, I believe we'll all be here at 1. With that, we'll adjourn the county board meeting at 9:34.